Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Announcer Man Said here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Got the entire morning crew here, and we'll be here moving forward. No more paternity leave. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube.
Peyton will have some someday.
I was going to say, we might be pregnant. I don't know.
Well, not from the concert the other night.
No. I mean, I got to give it a couple weeks. The cereal I had last night. So,
oh well.
That's why I was yawning.
Congratulations.
I was tired, worn out.
What a brag!
Yeah. it's like the people who tell you like how religious they are. They're not that. This with the cereal stuff.
Yeah, all the fake Pope fans.
Yeah.
You misread that. That is not a flex. The cereal thing is not a flex. That's just like the that's where I fall on that line that we talk about.
Well, Bobby acts like he's on the streets or something, you know, with spitting game. You know, it's like, come on, you got a wife. It's not the same.
It's required.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it for Alec this weekend. I'm gonna wingman for Alec this weekend.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
He was like, "Hey, what are you doing Saturday?" He's like, "I'm going out." And I've told him, I was like, "I'll wingman for you. I'll set you up the way I did Wolchuk before he just blew it in Oxnard."
Aren't you supposed to be at my daughter's birthday party Saturday?
Yeah, this is Saturday night.
Oh,
so this is like 9-10 o'clock is what time he said we're going out. I don't know where yet, but it's James Tritely, his last weekend here in Dallas before he moves to Abilene, and so they're gonna be hanging out. And so he's like, "Are you free to wingman?" It's like, absolutely, we'll make it work.
Lost the 1-year-old birthday battle with the wife. That's been going on for about 2 or 3 months now.
This is an interesting one because it's a big one, but it's also not important at all.
Yeah, it's not really.
Big from the photo of the first birthday cake.
Yeah, I'll talk about it now since I know she's still asleep. You know, it started off, you know, I don't really want to do anything, nothing big, nothing major, and then it turned into a catered meal. My wife has started, I've done a bad job. I've let this get too far. My wife has started, you know, trying to lay down the law that I'm not going to be grilling or cooking for a lot of these parties because she's like, "Dan, you're doing all the prep while I'm getting ready. And then you're out there all morning with the grill while I got the kids. And then you're out there resting the meat while we're trying to talk to people." And I was like, I don't want to pay $200 for catered food for a 1-year-old party. I will grill burgers and hot dogs. And she's like, "Well, imagine what you're going to go get at Wild Fork. And imagine the amount of this. And then by the time you get the chips and you get the soda." And what this really boils down to, this party and this event is for the mom to show off. That's what it's for. It's not for Ava, obviously. She don't give a rat's ass. She don't know what's going on. This is for the mom to be like, and TikTok again is my enemy. China, will you just leak some info or do something illegal so this thing gets canceled? Because TikTok ruins my life and gives her all these different new ideas. And then I see a little picture of cowboy boots. Mm. I'm like, what are the cowboy boots for? I thought we were just having, you know, some kids in a bounce house in the backyard. And then I find out that there's probably going to be a pony crapping all over my backyard. And my wife gave me a line. And I'm like, "What are you, 12? She's like, I was like, "Did you get a pony? Because this price amount, no. I'm saying no to this." And then all the crap in the back. And what if someone falls in the backyard? I get sued. And she's like, "No, I wanted a pony." And I was like, whoa, what is this, rainbow bright?
I had a pony.
I want a pony.
Living vicariously.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah. So now I feel like there's going to be a pony in my backyard tomorrow. I'm not grilling or cooking. I did finally have to lay down the law on that. I said, you know that you're not going to cancel me cooking for parties that I have moving forward. And she's like, yeah, well, that can be pool party with your friends and this and that. But I lost the cater. I lost the pony. I lost the cowboy boots. I said, well, I'm not dressing up in any type of Western thing. I did that for Kristen's birthday party, Bobby's wife, this Saved by the Bell 90s thing, putting on a Nirvana shirt.
So the cowboy boots are for Oliver?
No, it's for Ava. Her first rodeo is the theme.
Oh.
Got to be a theme.
Yeah, you got to have a theme. Got to have a theme. Okay.
So I've lost all of it.
Yeah. There are some losses you got to take to get wins down the road. The first birthday thing is like, my issue with it is, like, I get it, like, the photo opportunity for the cake, smash the cake, all that crap. But it's you're bringing over, they don't have friends.
Right. Yeah. I was like, who's the pony for? She can't ride the pony.
She can't ride. That's very good. Oliver can ride the pony.
Yes.
So, but, you know, but Ava doesn't have friends. She's just 1 year old.
No, she's kind of a loser.
You got no friends.
And all the kids don't come close to her at daycare.
Right. It's for parents. It's for parents to bring their friends over.
And then do I have to, according to school law here, which yes, I found out at my last 5-year-old birthday party, I got to invite all of Ava's class or I get dinged at school.
Yeah.
They're not going to let her graduate to the next class yet. And then I'm dealing with fifth grade, a 5-year-old graduation rehearsals. And I was like, what happened to just graduating kindergarten? You know, can we stop doing that? And then all these rehearsals for him walking across the stage that he doesn't want to walk across. Every day I get a report from the school. He's a little shy. He's terrified. And I tried yesterday to cancel going to the graduation. I was like, let's just not even go. He's going to embarrass us. Don't even tell the grandparents. And that definitely is going to end up as a loss.
I'll tell you this. They probably will sing a song as a group.
Okay.
And that song, you will never be able to listen to it again.
Because of tears?
Because of tears.
Because of emotion.
Yes.
I don't remember if they sang a song at Addison's kindergarten graduation. There. I was there. I've got the video. It's burned in my brain. What I'm curious about for Saturday is if I don't show up in Western wear, am I going to fall further out of favor with Amanda?
No, because I'm not doing anything Western
wear. Okay, then I'm not doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Get one of RJ's cowboy hats and walk in.
There you go.
With that.
There you go.
877-881-1053 for future advice on how to win those battles moving forward on the Franco LaFranco injury attorney text line. As Bobby wrote in the email last night, why did the Rangers just not let Brett Boone coach yesterday?
Owen won the count. Hendricks comes home and Smitty hits a high fly ball to center. This should end it. Back is Rafaela. Now comes in a few steps. He gathers it in and the ball game's over. The Red Sox have shut out the Rangers by the score of 5-0. And taking this series 2-1.
Eric Nadel with the call in your home for Rangers baseball. In the last two games, they have gone 0-17 with runners in scoring position.
That's the way baseball goes.
Yesterday, they stranded 9. They hit into 2 double plays. The 6 straight series loss as well.
Ooh.
18-20 on the season.
That was a disappointing offensive performance. They had guys on base. They had opportunities.
Well, let me stop you right there and ask a baseball question, because everything in baseball now, like law of averages, exit velocity, it's only a matter of time.
Right.
This guy is such and such career hitter. It's only a matter of time. Should we be more encouraged that the runners in scoring position opportunities are there? Is it more important that people are on base to drive them in, or should we be more discouraged that the big hit has not come?
Well, I mean, that's a fair question.
Great question.
Because, like, you know, it's been over a year, right? It's been over a year where the offense has sputtered. So, like, that's the downside of it. The upside is that they are getting guys on base. I think you got to look at how they're getting on. Are they getting on by walks? Are they getting on by hits?
Yeah.
And are they getting on by hard hits, or are they getting on by dinks and dunks, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, yesterday, you had a good mix yesterday. They had some hard hit balls. They had some hard hit balls this series. They had a lot of walks this series, too.
5 hits yesterday. Boston had 6.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a lot of hits in a game, period.
Yep.
So, like, you know, for both teams, Boston just was more efficient with their run-scoring opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Young's flyout in the ninth inning, I was just looking on StatCast, I was curious what it was. That flyout in the ninth inning, that's a home run in 26 out of 30 ballparks.
The one to center?
Yeah, so, I mean...
Great play.
And if you believe the Red Sox...
Dimensions.
I mean, to dead center, I believe that.
I believe that. That's a poke.
I believe the center. But yeah, this is. I mean, look, the fact is, when we talk about exit velocity and hitting the ball hard and things like that, they were not hitting the ball very hard consistently yesterday even. That's discouraging. I mean, yesterday, the 13 hardest hit balls, 10 of them were from Boston. And that's not going to add up to a lot of success typically at the plate. But to go 0 for 17 in these last two games with runners in scoring position is inexcusable. There's no justification for it. And so to me, when you ask that question, say, is it just more encouraging to have them there and you trust that it's going to come through? No, not with this. With this team, they got to come. I got to see them start hitting the ball harder. Yep.
Like they had runners on first and second, double play. You had Adolis at two on, and he had a ground ball. And then you get two on, nobody out. The third, you had Wyatt up, double play. It just was, they got in their own way, and they let the pitcher bellow off the hook. They just let him off the hook on a couple of occasions. He never should have gotten through a scoreless, five innings or whatever. Never should have happened.
Well, if you stuck around for the post-game show on The Fan or on Victory Plus, however you're consuming your Rangers, you got old Mike Bacsik from this radio station. I couldn't tell whether Mike was exhausted. I texted Sandler. I said, is he tired, exhausted, or just over it? Is he fed up? Mr. Prim Improper TV debut, is that all gone out the window? Because Mike looked disgusted in the post-game discussion and interview, and that had Eric Nadell suggesting something for the flight back home.
I'll go first. You have to do it to prove it. You can keep saying that, oh, well, okay, then do it. You know, I know it was May the 4th be with you, and we're a little bit past that, but Yoda said, do or do not. There is no try. You two are more of a stats person than I am. Jared, do you know what the average amount of shutouts offensively a team usually has in a season?
I don't. Not offhand. I'd imagine, you know, if you're approaching 5, 6, 7, that's probably a territory you'd like to avoid. And then some of the lesser offenses over 162, I imagine, would get up, into double figures perhaps.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, this is the fifth. And It's weird. I'll say this. Growing up a Rangers fan in the 80s and 90s, it was offense. It was always, right, if the pitching could just hold teams to four or less, you'll win all of these games because, you know, you just think of whether it's Julio Franco and Juan Gonzalez and Pudge and Dean Palmer, and then it gets passed over to Will Clark. Obviously, Pudge and Juan are still there, and Mark McLemore and Rusty Greer. It's like, Adrian, man,
Beltre.
It's just the Ranger fan has kind of over the period of time just been kind of, the hitting will always be there. It's right. Will the pitching be there? And in 2025, for the most part, the pitching has been there. It's just, when is the hitting going to be there?
A lot of people are saying it. There's always tomorrow.
Yep, there's always tomorrow, buddy, just like Annie said. Have you ever seen Annie?
Yeah, Orphan Annie.
Yeah, little Orphan Annie. Tomorrow. The sun is going to come out tomorrow. Although it's going to be cold.
We're in Detroit. The sun does not come out much in Detroit.
Well, maybe the bats will, Jared. What do you think of that?
I am in. Sign me up for that. I need to turn that frown upside down for Mike Bacsik.
Yeah, we got to work on him.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that. All right, fellas, appreciate it.
There's tomorrow.
My first takeaway is Mike Bacsik needs a cocktail or two. So let's treat him on the plane. Let's get a couple of those little bottles of vodka or something and loosen him up.
Just for the sake of numbers, on average, a team gets shut out about 15 times a year.
Wow.
So the
seems high.
The Rangers are really 162 games. You don't score a run. I don't know. What would you have guessed it was?
I guess because if that's the league average, you said 15.
So 15.
Whatever.
One out of 10. Every 10.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Out of every 10. Well, the Rangers are on pace for about 20. So they are on pace for 5 over the league average at this rate. But that was old. I said Dave Raymond. I tweeted Dave Raymond. I said, welcome to KNC's world. Managing old Mikey B, 38 games in.
When I hear him go to Jurgen, okay. Yep. Oh, I've heard that. I know that. That's radio mic right there. I've heard that before. But, man, if you want to talk about, 2023, when they won the World Series, a big part of what they did, I mean, obviously the pitching came through late, but they were just an explosive offense. So yesterday was the fourth time this year that they've had a game where they had no extra base hits and scored no runs. In 23, when they won the World Series, the entire season, they had 3 games like that. So they've already passed the 2023 total through 38 games this year.
Fourth place in the American League West, taking on Jake Rietma's Detroit Tigers on this radio station throughout the weekend. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy with you on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a total. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. We have two Dierks Bentley ticket giveaways to lead you into the weekend during the 7 o'clock Expressway. The color analyst for the Winnipeg Jets will join us at 8, but more George Pickens fallout. RJ's asking, was this more about desperation or Cowboys elevation? On the Home of America's team, right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Let's hear from your brand new Cowboys wide receiver, and don't refer to him as a number two. I was very interested to hear tone. I was texting with Bobby and Slater yesterday during this or after this, actually. What's the tone like from George Pickens? Is there any regret over the antics in Pittsburgh? Because I'm used to hearing answers like this when after the Steelers season ends, he's asked if he's encouraged about the future of the Pittsburgh offense.
Have you seen signs of growth, and how much more does this team still need to grow offensively?
Yeah, I've seen signs of growth for sure. From past, you know, the first year I've been here, just way more growth for sure.
George, does that make you optimistic going forward?
Nah.
Does that make you optimistic going forward?
So great.
Nah. Nah. Bobby, what were some of your takeaways?
I thought he sounded, he was trying to color inside the lines yesterday, is what that sounded like.
On good behavior?
Yeah, and not that he, I don't think it's something where it's like, ooh, actively, I gotta conceal who I am, or I gotta tamp this down or anything else. I think it's more just, you left Pittsburgh with a certain impression, and you don't want anybody to have that impression of you now. And so I think he just was very measured and brief in a lot of his answers, because I think he's like, you know what, over a phone, I think he was just like, we're going to do this conference call and I'll wait till I get kind of face to face with people before I really start diving into some of this.
Here's George Pickens on his immediate reaction to the trade.
It was kind of like my old draft reaction, honestly. Just I kind of found out when everyone else found out, to be honest.
And then what, you know, how do you feel about being a Dallas Cowboy?
I feel great. I like the mojo here. I like the swag, you know, everybody, you know, it's a lot of new players that I've been meeting all around the long way. So I feel like they got a great thing going for sure.
How about the excitement to play with a better and brand new quarterback than what you had under Mike Tomlin?
Yeah. That was one of the first guys that I definitely contacted with was Dak. He just, you know, just watching his game over the years, he's a very prolific QB and smart QB at that. So I'm just glad to be working with him. Like I said, I'm grateful to be here and I'm grateful to play with Dak. As far as like roles and stuff like that, I'm just here to work. Whatever role finds me best is where I'm going to find myself.
So it's got to be interesting going from Pittsburgh to Dallas. There could not be two more. Maybe Green Bay would be the one.
McCarthy.
Yeah.
Imagine Pittsburgh to Green Bay to Dallas.
Yeah. Like the polar opposite of the Steelers and the Cowboys, even though they are two of the more legendary franchises, they're completely different in every way. You know, Pittsburgh, at least the perception of Pittsburgh is, you know, you're not in the limelight, even though you are, but you're not, right? It's a steel worker, blue collar type, and then here it's glitz and glamour and oil money and, you know, big hair, all the things, right? All the stereotypes that the networks love to do, right? Yeah. When they come here. And, you know, the Cowboys are the front and center organization in sports, at least in American sports. And they're on TV every week and, you know, at the 3 o'clock game every single week. And they're going to be on all the shows. So you go from a legendary team in relative anonymity to the big stage. It's like, it's got to be fun for players who have been, who may want that.
Yeah.
But, and obviously there's probably a subset of players that want no part of this. They'd rather be in Pittsburgh. Maybe coaches too, like McCarthy.
That's why some are excited. Like Chef Eric left me a voice memo yesterday, a.k.a. Nico Harrison.
And the amount of voicemails that people are leaving me.
Voicemail or voice memo? I got a voice text message.
Oh, those are great. Those are great.
Those are great?
Yes. It's so much easier.
What's the difference?
You
click voicemail and hit play versus text message and play.
I'm saying it's easier than a text message.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Leaving the voice. Yeah. Sandler leaves some long ones. I mean, they're really, really in depth. But Eric, I think Michael Irvin would feel the same way. He's like, "What's the complaint? This team needs a dog." If he asked that, that's what a lot of people missed about Dez.
Yeah.
You know, so is George Pickens born for the spotlight? He would probably say so. So he would feed off of everything you just described with the attention and the stage. And that's why Jerry Jones is like, I like practicing in front of people. I like having this stage. I like having Hard Knocks. I like having the cameras. There's a segment of Cowboy Tolos who are like, no, you just got a much needed dog who's going to get in people's faces because it has not been enough around here.
Yeah, he wants the spotlight. He does. And not everybody does, not even at that position. Not everybody wants it. We've seen how Jalen Tolbert had some struggles. Michael Gallup had a lot of struggles with that. Sammy Watkins, I don't know, a decade ago, whenever that was, when he was a free agent, he was really close to signing here. He ultimately decided not to, and he was telling people in a circle it was because he did not think he was going to be able to handle the Dallas like limelight. And so George Pickens, I think he absolutely wants that. And like when we talk about Pittsburgh, I don't know that there's another, that there may not be another team or even a sport, like a team in any other sport that more reflects the city culture and the working culture there than Pittsburgh football does to the city of Pittsburgh. It feels like they expect you to assimilate to whatever the rest of the community, even more than like a place like Green Bay, which has had some big stars who were very, you know, prominent, like Aaron Rodgers. Pittsburgh has always been blue collar and rust belt, even in the way they play football.
George Pickens asked by the media, are you a number two receiver or are you a 1B?
I'll probably most definitely say on the outside, you guys make it a 1A, 1B and all of this. Honestly, that's the first time I've heard any of that stuff. I feel like two receivers are kind of normal. When I used to watch football, there was always a good receiver, and then there was always another good receiver on the side of him. So I just feel like we're going to work off each other very well.
This has turned into kind of a social media debate. You and Choppy had it on day one when the news broke over whether he's a 1, a 1B, or a number 2. And there's George being like, I haven't really heard of this number 2 wide receiver until you guys have asked me. What? You haven't heard of the number 2 wideout? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he wants the limelight, but he clearly, I guess, doesn't pay attention to a lot of media narratives. I guess he's kind of closed off from that. But no, he's I think that's more just he's of course heard it. He's more just trying to say he's not going to bring. He is an alpha. Like, he's got the alpha mentality.
He sounds intelligent.
You know, he is. He's somebody who, like, the testimony you heard from people after the trade when I was talking to people around the league about him was that he's generally pretty well liked by teammates. Teammates generally like him. Coaches don't. And that's more the issue, is that he's got issues more with his superiors, and they have some issues. But generally, teammates find him to be a good guy.
Chuck Cooperstein tweeted, "This is Kyrie."
Yeah.
This is Kyrie coming here all over again. Coaches, management, front offices, pre-Mavs, giving you heartburn. But as you see with Kyrie on the floor, every other player in the league seems to love him.
They always wanted to play with him. You know, they wanted him on their team, and maybe that is the same situation here with Pickens. But at the end of the day, you know, going back to the one, or you know, the one, the two, he's saying the right things. You know, right now, he knows the difference in, right. He knows that whole thing. That's just him not wanting to speak out of turn, I don't think, yet.
I'll tell you, the evidence that he thinks Dallas is more beneficial to him, or that he's happier to be here, is just in the fact that when you talk to people after the trade happened, everybody around the league was expecting George Pickens was going to hold out in Pittsburgh. He was not going to show up. He was not going to do it. As soon as the Dallas trade went through, he was perfectly fine just showing up and playing on the expiring deal.
What about the drama, George? What about all the problems? Quote, "This game is just as much a business as it is football. It's kind of like out of my control. I'm glad to be here in Dallas and able to continue the winning culture that they have." Apparently, that was the buzz phrase that was used yesterday as Nick Harris brought out a culture counter. And I think Nick said we got up to about double digits in terms of culture references from George Pickens. He paid more than $200,000 in fines from the NFL and the Steelers last year combined. 200K. Bengals in week 13, he was flagged twice for unsportsmanlike conduct after making big catches. After making the big catches. He was involved a week earlier in a scuffle with Greg Newsom off the Browns. Then, prior to the Christmas Day game against Kansas City, arrived at the stadium less than 90 minutes prior to kickoff. 2023, Thursday night game against the Titans. He was a multiple day talking point for the Steeler game. Removed all references to the team from his Instagram page, and Tomlin called the situation a pebble in my shoe. And then after the Ravens playoff loss, you heard the offensive optimism response. No, I can't change anyone's opinion. Me personally, I just continue to grow. Everyone in the world has to grow as you get older and older.
There is zero question from talking to everybody who's dealt with George Pickens that the first few years in the league, he's had maturity issues. That's 100% a problem. But it is one of those things, I think, where the Cowboys look at it and they go, it's a maturity problem. It's not like a character problem necessarily. It's not, this is just the core of who he is and he's never going to grow out of it. I think they view it as, it's a young player who's going to learn how to be a pro.
It's kind of like a certain basketball player who is a young player and is going to learn how to, you know, have proper nutrition and you know, maybe exercise in the off season and just, you know, not the same player at 29 that he is at 25.
That's Wemby got to do with this.
Pretty sure we had a guy around here like that.
Nick actually said winning culture was mentioned 6 times in 12 minutes. Choppy asked the question, is this more about desperation or elevation?
Desperation or elevation, quite simple. Were they desperate to make this move? Yes, they were. They factually, this was both, right?
Yeah,
teams don't trade picks for players at positions they don't need help in. Right? If you don't need help at a position, you're probably not going to trade a third rounder for him. So obviously it was still the biggest need on the team. Other teams needed wide receiver help too. Buffalo was looking for it. We played the audio when you were out, Sean, the Bills GM going at it with a radio show.
Yeah, Brandon Bean.
Saying, you know, like, you guys are complaining about the receivers. You guys have been complaining for years, yada, yada, yada. They were looking. We've seen other teams have been looking for wide receiver help, but there's no doubt this elevates them. They're a better team today than they were this time last week. They've got another option. They've got better offense. Obviously, when you factor in the draft, this absolutely does both. It elevates them, but yeah, make no mistake about it. I think this was a move of desperation, too.
Yeah, but I mean, just like it was when they traded for Amari Cooper, yeah. And people felt like they overpaid at the time then. But they needed to do something. They had to do something with their wide receiver core, and it ended out being really productive for them. And I think Pickens, they believe, can similarly be that type of move for them.
Inside the Star here on DFW Sports Station, the official home of the Dallas Cowboys, with the entire morning squad. Thanks for waking up with us as part of the 6 a.m. Club with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell. We have a new Pope, and be careful of your computers at home because of the latest online challenge. That's next with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Were you tuned into the news all day long yesterday, like Ralph James Choppy, for the news to break? Man, first off, this music.
Gets you going.
It's my one seed. It's my one seed sports music. I don't care what it's for. Look at Reitman. You know Reitman's getting hype back there.
Whatever weird dance he was doing behind Bobby yesterday.
That's right.
Is it the gritty?
It was the gritty.
I think it was the gritty.
It was the gritty.
We got an American from Chicago.
We got a new Pope, baby.
The steam was let out.
Yes, the white smoke. White smoke. Very cool tradition still. Very cool. I wish it happened when I was there. I was there the day of his funeral.
Oh.
And
what was that like?
It was odd, because like you're walking through the city in Rome, and every like loudspeaker's got the funeral blasting throughout the city. You could hear it for miles.
But everything shut down.
I got shut out of the Colosseum that day.
Yeah.
So like cross Rome, where it was like on the ancient side, that was busy, but on the Vatican side was pretty like a bunch of like a ghost
side,
town.
The Vatican side.
Yeah, it was like a ghost town. But yeah, it was really, really cool. This though seemed like a cool moment. I saw this happening yesterday where the news broke there. They don't announce who it is. He just appears.
Yeah.
That's the really cool thing. Like they don't tell you who he is. They don't tell you what his name is going to be. He just appears.
Oh, They know how to put on a show.
Yeah.
It's they understand. It's like WWE. They understand the crowd pop and things like that. I agree. It's a cool tradition. The smoke to even indicate, like, do we have a decision? Then you're like, oh, they got a decision. Who is it? And then they just, here up on the balcony, here he is.
Here he is.
Here's your new Pope.
So it was Robert Prevost. He's from Chicago. He is a joint U.S. Peruvian national. Like, he lives, I guess he's lived in both. They say went to Villanova, so probably a college basketball fan. Maybe he'll help with the NIL.
They said no wonder the Knicks is happening right now.
Absolutely, the Nova Knicks. You know, big fan of deep dish pizza.
And then the fights broke out over rooting interest. Chicoline. Yeah. For Chicoline to text me without asking for something, because it certainly doesn't hook me up in return. For him to text me was a big deal. And he's like, look, he's a Chicago White Sox fan. And then later, I guess the Pope's brother came out and was like, no, he's always been a Chicago Cub fan. So there's the wars right now. Is he a White Sox or is he a Cub fan?
I thought he would have been a Cardinals fan.
Ah, I see what you did there.
My favorite meme, though, that blew up was it took Shador 3 days to get drafted. It took the Pope, too.
Yeah, and that was quick. This was quick. The average time of conclave is like 3 days. And the last two Popes.
So does everyone just stand and camp out there and tailgate while they're waiting?
I don't know what they do. I think they announce the decision around the same time every day.
Okay.
Right? So they know it's like, let's just say it's like 6:45 at night. They just show up at 6:45. I mean, some people might be out there all day. I don't know. But so they were in conclave for less than 2 days. It was about a day and a half they were in there. And they come out and they have the new Pope. He will be Pope Leo the 14th.
The 14th.
XIV.
And you could win money off this.
He was a 50-to-1 shot. He was a...
What was Trump?
What was Trump? That's a good question. But no, so some people won, let's see, 60 grand. Two people won about $60,000. There was a $1,000 bet.
Wow.
There was
I called that one.
$600 bet.
Would you feel dirty if you had someone on the inside say, hey, I'm telling you, it's going to be this. Would you lay down the money?
I was a little bit...
what if you prayed and were led by the Spirit?
I was a little put out by the fact there was betting lines on this. Like, come on, a poly market on it. You don't even know what goes on in there.
What if they're giving it to the church? You don't know. They could be turning it right back.
That's fair. That church doesn't need any money. I've been in those churches. Holy cow.
They let you in?
They did. You know, when I put my hand in the holy water, it didn't start to smoke like it did in Devil's Advocate. It was crazy. But, those things are so opulent.
All right, so we got the new Pope from Chicago, and we have a new TikTok challenge. Protect the computers in your kid's backpack.
The Chromebook Challenge.
Man.
This is so... My kids told me about this the other day, and I was like, wait, you guys are doing what? And they're trying to do anything to get a spark out of the computer. They want the computer to heat up. Get on fire. So what they're doing is they're taking paper clips or the metal from the gum wrapper. I don't know. Is that aluminum?
Yeah.
The gum wrapper.
Sure.
Lead from the pencil. Lead pencils. Just shoving them in any hole they could find, trying to get a spark out of the computer. And it's called the Chromebook Challenge. It's a TikTok thing. And we got an email. We got an email from the school yesterday warning us about this. Important notice regarding dangerous TikTok challenge. Engage in this trend of severe consequences. Vandalism charges, arson. Student involved will face significant consequences, fines for damage to school property and everything.
School sent an email.
School
it's
sent
that
this
prevalent.
Long email yesterday about this. It's that prevalent. And I just had a Tolo hit me up on Twitter. He's like, I'm a teacher. Students at our school are doing that challenge on TikTok. It's crazy.
817, don't do it. My kid ended up with 2 days in school suspension for it.
I'm trying to imagine the beatdown I would freaking put on my child if he took a computer I bought for him. I don't know whether these are school issues.
These are school issues. So it's school. So
you may have to pay the school.
You would have to.
The beatdown I would put on my son if this idiot came back home and told me that he destroyed $1,000 computer.
Yeah, it's insane. It's like Julian.
It'd be like a Pittsburgh Pirate game, what I did to him.
Julian doesn't have
the belt.
He doesn't have like five keys. And I'm like, now I got to buy five keys. Now
you can buy five keys?
I don't know. Black market. Is there a black market for the Chromebook keys?
Which of your is Julian the one most likely to try and do this?
Absolutely.
Like Luca would know better, I would think.
Julian would be the one to lead a group of people into doing this. He wouldn't do it.
Oh, like talk them
he
into
doing talk
it.
Them
yeah,
into doing
he'd
it.
Pied yeah. Piper him.
It's
yeah.
good that they gave you the heads up, though, that they told you about it.
Yes.
They're like, Dad, people are doing this.
Yeah, but it was like more of a try to be cool thing, I think.
Speaking of...
No, I was just going to say, I feel like most of the time when we get these trends, in the past, a lot of them have always been like, it's kind of a myth that it was ever a thing, and like schools just kind of buy into it. But like lately, we've gotten more and more of these where it's like, they're legitimately, kids are legitimately doing these dumb yeah. things now.
Speaking of broke technology... Bobby says he now has the Fire Festival of cell phones.
Dude, so I got a text yesterday. When was that? Was that Tuesday morning when I got the update when we were up here? And I was so furious with the new update from Android. It's complete garbage. And yesterday, Kristen had been putting off getting her update. So she was just refusing to update it every
time
we got
it. How long can you do that until they just take over your phone at midnight?
Well, it's a good question.
So I don't know if there's like a
I feel like I have less and less of a choice over the years. I feel like I could put it off 5 years ago much yeah. longer.
Right. Now, like, now it's like they're all automatic.
And that's the I don't think it's like a specific number of times. It just feels like the reaches point where they're like, you're doing this. You're taking this.
Yeah.
We're going to reset it. And Kristen texted me yesterday. She goes, my phone updated with an eye roll emoji because it had done it overnight. And she was losing her mind yesterday trying to figure out how where everything had gone. They've basically structured it to look like it's Apple. But the problem now that they're running into with their latest update, this had been pumped up so hard on social media. There were so many different people that were just shouting this out, saying this new One UI 7 upgrade, oh my gosh, it's so great. These tech websites were doing it. These social media influencers, these tech reviewers were all posting it and talking about it. Well, now it's been universally received as just garbage. People don't like it. They think it's trash. And so the conspiracy theories have started, or the pushback from the normies, the normal people, has started. And they're saying, all right, so you guys took a payday from Samsung or whoever else to say, hey, here, start in your reviews, pimp it out, saying how cool these features are going to be. And so the conspiracy theory now is that Samsung knew this was trash, knew that people were going to be upset by this, and so they got out in front of it and started trying to pay influencers to like, change people's minds before it even hits their phone that this is awesome and you'll love it.
Is this tempting you to come on over to our side?
No. Because I'd rather have half a crappy iPhone than a whole crappy iPhone.
It would save our group messages, though.
It would not.
We're on our third group message.
It would not save our group messages.
I cussed Bobby out yesterday because I was like, you're not responding to me. Finally, he called, and I was like, where the hell you been? You taking another four-hour nap? And it's because the group messages aren't going through.
Well, and it's specifically, so I don't know why, specifically we've had this issue lately where it's like your phone not receiving them. Because, like, Peyton was texting you the other day and you weren't getting any of them, but, yeah. like, Choppy and I were. And then there was that
I
issue.
I definitely do have the oldest phone, probably.
Do you know what your iOS number is? Like, is it on 18, 17,
yeah,
16?
iMessage 18 was the new one that when it upgraded, like, everybody was able to start sending Android to iPhone without an issue.
I don't know how to find it.
I don't know that.
But this upgrade.
General settings and then software
general
update.
Settings.
This is the FireFest update, though. Because that was FireFest. Remember, they paid all these.
You're on 18.4.1. Yeah, you're up to date.
See?
Nice.
They paid all these social media influencers and stuff like post the orange image and talk about how great Firefest is going to be. And everybody's like, this was trash. And you just leveraged these people. And that's what people are feeling like is what happened here with Samsung.
Is this cool or a waste of time? Are we reopening Alcatraz?
Dude, how about this one? So you better get there. If you want to go see Alcatraz.
Tour it.
You want to tour it. It's a cool tour. You better go because they are thinking of opening it up.
It represents something very strong, very powerful in terms of law and order. Our country needs law and order. Alcatraz is, I would say, the ultimate, right? Alcatraz, Sing Sing and Alcatraz, the movies. But it's right now a museum, believe it or not. A lot of people go there. It housed the most violent criminals in the world, and nobody ever escaped. One person almost got there, but... They, as you know the story, they found his clothing rather badly ripped up, and it was a lot of shark bites, a lot of problems.
A lot of problems.
A lot of shark bites.
I don't think he could. So, I don't know. That they never did find.
They never did find.
They never did find.
Right.
Them.
So a lot of problems.
A lot of problems.
To say, like, no one ever did. They almost did. It's like, well, no, they did because they never found them. Nobody knows what happened.
I could not imagine, like, that place. Have you been in there?
No.
It's a dump. I could obviously.
Yeah, like, what's the remodel?
Yeah, there's got to be a big remodel. Like, it's so tiny. I could not imagine be horrifying being a prisoner there.
Whitey Bulger, Machine Gun Kelly, Al
Machine
Capone.
Machine Gun Kelly?
The actual, like, gangster Machine Gun Kelly. Oh. Not.
So Machine Gun Kelly ripped off his nickname?
Yeah, he stole that name
really?
From the
guy. I thought that was his real name.
Yeah. Hate him even more now.
No, but so Al Capone, they were all at Alcatraz at different points.
877-881-1053. Choppy has been following the story of the man who has been taking all the bites for us, the Wisconsin Snake Man.
The shark bite.
So this is a guy who had been artificially envenomated over 200 times. He has had given himself 700 doses of deadly snake venom, and he has purposely had venomous snakes bite him over 200 times, trying to create a natural antibody to be able to get a universal anti-venom. So we have, like, I guess if you get bit by, let's say you get bit by a snake.
Yeah, just go to Garland.
You got to take a picture of that snake as soon as you can so they can give you the proper anti-venom, because an anti-venom for a copperhead is different from a coral snake, is different from, you know, like pit vipers are different from other ones. So you got to find out which one it is. And this is especially problematic in other countries that have, you know, we have like 4 venomous snakes. If you've got a country like Australia or Africa and you got dozens of venomous snakes, you got to know which one you need the anti-venom for. So that's what this guy's doing. This guy's doing the Lord's work
here.
Yeah,
the Pope's work.
Yeah, trying to envenomate himself or whatever the hell the word is. And I can only imagine, like, this sounds like a miserable way to go. Just 200 snake bites. Mr. Blue-eyed lash pit viper, come bite me.
Sounds about white.
Yeah. I guarantee it's a white guy.
It's 100%
Sean's
a white
not
guy.
Doing that.
100%.
Jeez. No, that was funny.
No, he's calling Joseph Hicks.
So well, there you go. Wisconsin dude.
877-881-1053. In order to hit us up on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, we want to hook you up for being part of the 6 a.m. Club with a Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway during the 7 o'clock Expressway. Bobby has a brand new star song to get you ready. And this one made my night. It's one of my top 3 all-time favorites. A brand new star song to get you ready for game 2. And don't use this drop against me moving forward, Peyton. Draymond Green, stop with the agenda of making me an angry black man. Next on 105.3 The Fan.